You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. We welcome in Country Tom, our country expert. Sponsored by Clay Cooper's Country Express in Branson on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Country Tom, our country expert, who has been doing country radio since Jimmy Carter was the president. That's almost pretty accurate.
Since Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
Last time it was the Civil War.
Yeah.
I was broadcasting with a megaphone over the fields.
Yeah.
We're taking some credit away from you now. We do some of the top trending country stories because a lot of that stuff crosses over to Power 96.5 anyway. So We bring you in once a week. So thank you, Tom.
I know that sometimes it's difficult to be in here.
Being on this broadcast.
I know. Chelsea is very difficult.
No, it's
not
me.
Listen, 40 whatever years in radio, this is the most challenging
really?
Studio I ever walk into. And it's all because of you.
Hey, Fotch. Man, that means a lot.
That wasn't a compliment.
I don't think it was.
That means a lot. Like, I really tried hard for that to happen.
Wow. Like, out of all the states he's been in, all the
tallest
stations.
Tallest mountain to climb in history of radio.
I just want you to know I'm here because of Chelsea.
Aw, thanks, Tom.
We all are.
Yeah. Well, Blake Shelton has a new game show called Barmageddon. So basically, he has his friends on and they play bar games like air cannon cornhole, keg curling, drunken axe hole, and
what was the last one?
Drunken axe hole. Oh my gosh! I feel so bad saying that, but that's what it's called. Anyway, he was aiming for like a real life The Hangover sort of game show, and it is on the USA Network.
Well, considering the shots they do on the show, they'll have a hangover. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, you think they're real shots? I mean, I know.
No.
Whenever I think of Blake Shelton drinking, I think of him trying Raswan for the first time with Jimmy Fallon, like the sake that he tried for the first time, right?
No, it's probably real.
It's real.
Okay.
So did you watch the first episode on the Air Monday Night, right?
I didn't see the whole show. I was in between home for a few minutes, but I turned it on because I knew it was on. And I saw it with Cain Brown.
Oh, yeah. Cain Brown was on.
And air-powered guns for cornhole or what?
Oh, the air cannon cornhole.
Cain Brown cornhole.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like a movie title.
Now, I want you to know, I'm pretty certain that particular game, Blake Shelton has been practicing because he won the round.
Oh, he did?
I mean, if it's your show, Barmageddon.
Yes.
I mean, you got to practice a little bit, make sure that you don't get shown up by all those other country
guys,
right?
Well, he's got a whole bar right there in Nashville to practice at.
Yeah.
And if he wants to do it in kind of secret cover, he can go over to Gatlinburg and do it.
Do we really want to watch people doing bar games? Is that
Maybe.
What it's come down to? Like, do we want, I don't know, like darts? Like, do I want to watch somebody bowl?
They're not just...
Like, I don't want to watch the cornhole champions. I don't want to watch... Pickleball was on ESPN the other day. Pickleball!
It's big
old
right now.
Old people who can't run on a tennis court because their knees are bad and they have arthritis. So now we've got to watch something on TV. Like, come on, dude. Like, you're going to put all that stuff up. The spelling bee.
The spelling bee is a revered, long-time tradition.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
You would never be able
That's
to do
educational.
Spelling bee.
I was actually in a spelling bee, and I did really well in sixth grade.
Really?
Yes. Now, I have not matured since then, nor has my educational level been on the rise since sixth grade, but I was good at the time.
You peaked in sixth grade?
Truer words have never been spoken before. Wow.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.